Welcome to Love the Life You Live, where we bring you information and interviews with artists, authors, thought leaders, influencers, and business leaders who will add meaning and value to your life. I'm your host, John Hilton, principal attorney at the Terabella Law Group and managing partner at J. Keller Management Consulting. This is where you will want to tune in every Saturday morning at 11:30 to discover the local artists and authors who bring us the beauty of art and culture, how to explore the depths of your potential, how to get your mindset about money fully aligned with your heart, and how to build the legacy you want to leave your family and friends, how to break old patterns of behavior that may be holding you back from the life you could be living, and how to find the freedom to love the life you live today. And welcome to today's episode of Love the Life You Live. You know, there's so many things to do in the Southern Arizona area. Today we're going to highlight two of those. If you want to just get away from the city and find a calm place to get in touch with nature and calm your spirit, Sanctuary Cove, just north of Tucson, is a great place to go. And we're going to be speaking with Allison Boltz, the caretaker at Sanctuary Cove. And she's going to explain to us just what you can expect when you decide to spend a day out there enjoying nature in what she terms is a still place in a turning world. Then later in the show, we're going to be talking with Michael Clement about Rex Allen Days coming up just next weekend, the first weekend of October in Wilcox. And Michael will tell us about the events happening at Rex Allen Days, and you'll discover this great opportunity to experience some of the history of Southern Arizona through the Rex Allen Days events coming up just next week. You're listening to Love the Life You Live with your host, John Hilton. And now let's welcome Allison Boltz from Sanctuary Cove. Hey, Allie, welcome. It's so great to talk to you today. And really excited to learn more about Sanctuary Cove, the activities that are going on there, and your role at Sanctuary Cove, and what our listeners may learn from you today.
Hey, John, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Tell me, first of all, what is Sanctuary Cove?
Sanctuary Cove is an 80-acre parcel of land out here at the base of Safford Peak, which is at the very north end of the Tucson mountain range, very close to Picture Rocks. And this 80-acre parcel is set aside for people to find some quiet. And we've been here since 1957, and we serve a variety of purposes, but really we are known as a still place in a turning world.
How did Sanctuary Cove actually even just come into being? What's the history there?
Yeah, so way back in the 50s, there was a gentleman who at that time realized that Tucson was going to continue to grow and that life was going to continue to get more hectic and that development would continue to reach out into the Marana area. And so he decided with some friends to create a nonprofit organization and purchase this land to just set it aside under the name of this nonprofit, which is All Creeds Brotherhood. And so this group of people simply formed this group and bought the land and built a gorgeous stone chapel on site and basically set it aside for posterity.
Now, All Creeds Brotherhood, that sounds like a religious organization, but is this Sanctuary Cove, is it set aside for any particular religious purpose? Or is it open to people of all faiths to come and get in touch with nature and get in touch with their own spirits?
Sure. All creeds certainly implies that we are here for everybody of all creed, all faith, all religion, even no particular religion or faith whatsoever. It's really to find the spirit. And the All Creeds Brotherhood organization was really dedicated to making sure that there was no specific religion that was supported by the activities here. We do have a little chapel, but it is non-denominational, and all of our activities are open to anyone of any faith at any time. We have an Easter sunrise service, which is not denominational, and it is not conducted in a religious way. We welcome the sun, we welcome the spring, and we celebrate all of the different ways that all of the different faith organizations do celebrate those spring rituals, but we are not a religious organization in practice.
So it sounds to me, Allie, a beautiful piece of property. I unfortunately have not been there yet myself, but I've gone on your website, which is sanctuarycove.org. And you've got some beautiful pictures there and a lot of the history on your website if people are interested in visiting that. But as a caretaker of Sanctuary Cove and someone who lives on the property, what experiences do you have just being there and getting in touch with your spirit?
My husband and I moved out here a couple of years ago. And at first, it's a real transition to move from an urban area into a very rural area like this. And I'd never really lived in kind of the middle of nowhere. And I'll tell you, as the days and months have gone on, I've just fallen in love with being out here. And I think everybody that comes out here falls in love with this place because of the dramatic, beautiful views. And there's just a sense of peace here that you just, I think you just can't help but feel when you're here. I certainly have. I've noticed things I've never noticed before. I've calmed my inner mind. It's been a wonderful experience, and I think a lot of people feel the same.
What kind of activities do you often have people come out to Sanctuary Cove for?
We have people hiking here every single day. We've got a parking lot that's almost always got a car or two. On the weekends, it's pretty stuffed. Families bring their kids and lots of hiking opportunities. In fact, there is a brand new map in our parking lot and online that depicts all of our trails. People can plan their trip before they come. In addition to hiking, we have weddings here, which I occasionally officiate, which is fun. We do have people that come and stay in our rental cottage, and I, of course, take care of their occasional needs and leave them alone most of the time. Clean up after they've left, which is fun. It's mostly just people coming to enjoy a little getaway and some quiet.
In 2020, of course, we're dealing with the COVID pandemic. So if people wanted to get away from the city and have some time to just get into nature, do you have COVID protocols, COVID safeguards in place to make sure that people can enjoy their weekend, enjoy that experience out of Sanctuary Cove without being in fear of being exposed by somebody else?
We have not implemented any specific COVID protocols because of the fact that our visitors are fairly spaced. There's a fair amount of space between visitors. So the chances of you getting within less than 6 feet of another person while you're here are pretty low. We only ask that people don't litter and people be aware of the fact that we don't have any running water or facilities on site. We do have one single porta potty that is available to the public, but no hand washing facilities. So we leave the doors of the chapel open so that you don't need to touch the door handle to go inside. But as far as masks and breathing, we don't require those. We do expect that everybody keep a respectful distance between themselves and other hikers. But there's just so much air and so much fresh air and breeze and space out here that we haven't really had to be too dramatically worried about people being too close to each other and breathing in proximity to one another.
So it sounds like it'd be a really fun place to get away from the city without fear of exposure. And sounds like you don't have the large crowds that have gone into some of the state parks and have actually made those really difficult to get into and to enjoy those areas without exposure to others.
We don't ever really have that many people all at once coming and being in similar areas. We've got over 3 kilometers of trails here that wind around our mountain bowl. We have been very lucky that people visiting have been very respectful of each other and of the property and have really taken care of our property and not littered or caused any damage to our plants and animals. So we're very grateful for everybody's respectful treatment of our wonderful land.
And if somebody did want to go out and spend a day hiking, is there an entry fee to go out to Sanctuary Cove?
No, there is no actual fee that is required. However, we do request respectfully, if you are able, to leave us a donation in our donation box, which is located in the parking lot. We do not require a fee, but we just certainly appreciate anybody who's willing to throw a few bucks into that donation box. There's also a reminder on the sign near the donation box that we do accept memberships. We are a membership organization, and we have two levels of membership that sustain us. The All Creeds Brotherhood membership is full membership in the actual organization, and that entails an actual application and fee that comes through our website. And the Friends of Sanctuary Cove is actually a support organization that consists of people who give us a very small donation of $25 a year, and we give them a lovely bumper sticker that helps to show that they're supporters of ours. And that membership fee really helps us to stay in touch with those friends who are most interested in what we're doing and our progress. And then their donation fee is, of course, greatly appreciated. And those ways that we accept donations really keep us moving and not having to charge a fee.
Now, you're also currently running a raffle.
We are. And we were very excited about this raffle because we actually were intending to begin the raffle October 1st and run it through December 31st. But the tickets are selling like crazy. And I think that what is appealing to people that we've reached out through our Facebook page mostly and some other social media and emails is that every single raffle ticket is a prize winner. So I think some raffles, you buy the ticket and you keep your fingers crossed that maybe something will show up on your doorstep. But most of the time, it's only just one or two winners. But every single ticket is a winner in this raffle. So what we've got is the grand prize is an original watercolor framed. It's a beautiful full-size original watercolor that was painted by my husband. And it's absolutely gorgeous. You can see it online. That original framed watercolor is the grand prize. And we have second, third, and some other additional fun top prizes. But the benefit is that every single person will receive a smaller print, signed, limited edition, Jeek clay on paper print of that same image. And again, it's a limited edition. There's only 200 printed, and every single ticket will receive one of these prints. And so I think for $20 ticket, which is a huge benefit to us, you will receive an amazingly beautiful print that's frameable. It's a wonderful gift. So I know some people are buying more than one, and so they're probably going to frame one for their own home and maybe give one as a gift. I don't know, but the tickets are going fast. So yes, it will be a wonderful fundraiser for us, and hopefully everybody will remember where we are because they'll see beautiful Safford Peak at morning in their homes after they receive their print and hang it out.
Yeah, and I know your husband, Jackson, he's an amazing artist. I have a couple of his pieces, and I truly enjoy his art. And I think it would be really an amazing piece for anyone to own an original piece of Jackson Bolt's artwork. And if you want to see what that actually looks like, you can go to thesanctuarycove.org, and you'll see there a picture of the artwork, and it is beautiful. And I think it's absolutely, for a $20 ticket, absolutely, you can't go wrong with that. Thank you, Allie, so much for sharing with us today about Sanctuary Cove and giving us a little insight into you as a person. As the caretaker out at Sanctuary Cove, you and your husband just doing a great job out there and a real service to our community who, you know, you're providing us a place to get away from the pressures of our jobs, of our lives, of maintaining our homes. If we just need to get away, experience nature, allow our spirits to relax, and you and Jackson are making that possible. And so I really appreciate that, and appreciate our time today.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you, and thanks for having me. Come and see us.
Maybe I'll win a weekend on the raffle.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you, Allie.
You're listening to Love the Life You Live with your host, John Hilton.
So, Michael, welcome to Love the Life You Live. I'm really excited to talk to you today because you are involved in an event coming up in Willcox, Arizona. I believe it's the first week of October. It's a longstanding event, and it's Rex Allen Days. And I was wondering if you could just, first of all, tell us a little bit about Rex Allen Days and what it means and why we celebrate Rex Allen Days in Willcox every year.
Thank you, John. I'm excited to be on the show. Rex Allen Days started back in the 1950s. So Rex Allen was a cowboy, and he grew up in the Willcox area. He managed to make it big. So in the times before I was born, he was an international star. Rex Allen has been known to ride a horse, his fabulous horse, Coco, out onto the balcony in a hotel in Paris. So he's been out and about in the world. He narrated 21 Walt Disney movies. He was the spokesman for, I believe it was Laredo Boots. And so he was very popular. In the present days, if you ask people who Rex Allen is, they may not know who Rex Allen is because he's unfortunately passed away. But in the 50s and 60s, he was a household name. What's wonderful about Rex is he never forgot home. So he would come back to Willcox, and he was a champion for Willcox. So he made a point to do what he could to help his hometown. And so Rex Allen Day started as a way for him to be able to help the community build a new hospital. It started out as a parade in Rex's honor and a rodeo. And events have expanded since then. So this year we have a parade on Saturday. There's a two-day pro rodeo. There's a fair, carnival, and car show. There's also a gun show. There's the Independent Wild Bunch Film Festival that screens movies downtown. And we invite everyone. It's not just for Willcox. He's Rex Allen, the Arizona Cowboy. So we try to include all of Arizona. And we invite all Arizonans to come to Willcox and partake the festivities. Rex Allen Jr. comes back to town, and he sings and gives concerts. And he continues that tradition of Rex Allen giving back to the Willcox community.
And now, Rex Allen, he was born in Willcox. And I think there's something really special going on because he was actually born almost exactly 100 years ago. He's born in 1920.
Yeah, that is correct. It is his 100th birthday year.
Now, what are the dates of the 2020 Rex Allen Days?
So this year's events start on October 1st, and that event is called the Cowboy Hall of Fame Dinner. That happens on Thursday evening in Willcox, the week of Rex Allen Days.
And in the Cowboy Hall of Fame dinner, what's the draw there? What do they do?
So every year when they have the Hall of Fame, they induct another Arizona, Western, Southwestern New Mexico cowboy who's cowboyed all their life or has added to the Western and ranching life of Arizona. And oftentimes posthumously. With the cowboys that everybody knows of, who's owned ranches or cowboyed for all their life. Life stories are told by their relatives, and they are given that accolade of being inducted to the Cowboy Hall of Fame.
And so on Friday, October 2nd through Sunday, October the 4th, those are the actual Rex Allen Day festivities. And one of the highlights of Rex Allen Days, I believe, is the annual rodeo. Tell us about that.
So it used to be a PRCA rodeo on the Turquoise Circuit, which is the same circuit the Fiesta de los Vaqueros is on. Many years ago in the late 90s, early 2000s, a decision was made to change that to the Grand Canyon Pro Rodeo Circuit. That one has less prestige, but because of the restrictions for local entries that the PRCA had put on their rodeos, the committee had decided at the time that they wanted to be more inclusive of the local cowboys and cowgirls, and so they switched over to the Grand Canyon Pro Rodeo Circuit. One of the things that's very interesting about our rodeo is we're oftentimes one of the highest dollar paying out, highest prize money rodeos in the Southwest United States. But we're able to include more of the local cowboys and cowgirls that otherwise would not be able to participate.
And if somebody wants to attend that rodeo, and I'll tell you, I've gone to those rodeos. They are great fun, as much fun as any rodeo you've ever gone to. And it is nice because you are recognizing the local talent and their opportunity to compete and to display their skill. If somebody wanted to go to that, when is that rodeo? What time do they need to be there? And where would they go to find the rodeo?
So the rodeo is held at Wilkes' Quail Park Arena, which is off Fort Grant Road. The pre-rodeo starts at noon. And so the pre-rodeo is the kids' rodeo. So that's where they do some mutton busting, steer riding, stick horse racing, and dummy roping.
That is so much fun to watch the kids.
It is. They are fabulous. For those that want to avoid the rush and the crowds, there is something called slack. So the contestants, there's only so many we can fit in a performance. If we tried to run all the cowboys and cowgirls during the rodeo, it would be a 6-hour affair. So what we do is we only put so many contestants for each event in the actual performances on Saturday and Sunday. And then there's a thing called slack. And that starts at 8 o'clock both Saturday and Sunday. And those are the people who are performing and have entered the rodeo. You just don't get to watch them during the performance of the rodeo. But their runs, their rides, everything still counts towards the money. And so it's another way to watch the events without having to fight through the crowds or sit in a crowd of people. And you can still watch people team roping. And recently, in the last several years, we're one of the few rodeos on the Grand Canyon circuit to have slack bull riders and saddle bronc riders. You can catch them riding in the morning, again, because we've had enough contestants that we just can't fit them into those two performances. So it's possible to catch events going on from 8 o'clock in the morning. The youth events, the kids pre-rodeo, starts at noon. The grand entry for the rodeo performances themselves start at 2 p.m.
So pretty much any time during the day, Saturday or Sunday, they could head out to the rodeo grounds and catch some skilled and entertaining events. Now, if anyone wants to attend Rex Allen Days, again, the dates of that are Friday, October 2nd, Saturday, October the 3rd, and Sunday, October the 4th. And to go and attend and just see everything, there's no charge.
That is correct. So just to go to the fair and to go through the car show, there's no charge. There is an entry fee for the rodeo. At the arena, the box office tickets would be $15 for adults, $10 for students, military, and seniors. Tickets are available for the rodeo online. You can find a link for the tickets on the Rex Allen Days Facebook page, as well as our website, www.rexallendays.org.
So people can go, they can attend the Rex Allen Days. They don't have to pay anything to go and attend. However, there are some events that require an admission fee, such as the rodeo. If they want to buy a wristband for the carnival rides, they can do that. And there'll be vendors there that they can obviously purchase items in crafts and things like that from.
Whether you're 4 or 44, you'll be able to find rides and you'll be able to find things to buy. And you've got a wide selection of different food vendors. And that's just at the fair and carnival and car show that runs on Saturday.
So there's another special event happening on Saturday, October the 3rd. Looks like Rex Allen Jr. is actually going to be in town, and he's going to be giving a concert.
That's right, John. So he'll be giving a free concert at 2 p.m. on Railroad Avenue at Windmill Park. And that's in the historic area in downtown Wilcox. So if you're able to come in on Saturday and catch the parade, and after the parade at 2 p.m., Rex Allen will be giving his concert there for fans new and old.
Michael, thank you so much for talking to us about this event that's been going on for so many years and is such an important part of the Wilcox history. This year, celebrating the 100th birthday of Rex Allen. and so many things to do. Literally, you can come down, spend the entire day or 2 days and never feel like there's nothing to do. There's things to see, events to attend, concerts, film screenings. There's anything that you want to do, you'll be able to find something to do on any of those days. And I encourage our listeners to take advantage of this opportunity to experience some of the history of Southern Arizona, the history of Wilcox, and go to this Rex Allen Days 2020 event happening Friday, October 2nd through Sunday, October 4th. Thank you for joining me on Love the Life You Live. This is John Hilton. I invite you to join me next week, Saturday at 11:30 a.m. for more of the thought leaders, the business people, the artists, the authors who will bring you more meaning and joy to your life so that you can truly love the life you live.